Hi, everyone. Today, let's start the program with a question. What is your city famous for making? I'll tell you my answer. New York is famous for making great pizza. Here's another question that follows the same structure. What are you excited about learning? I hope your answer is how to make sentences that use adjectives followed by prepositions and gerunds. That is the topic of today's Everyday Grammar program. Without even realizing it, you may already know several adjectives that use this sentence structure. Let's look at three of them today. Interested, excited, and bored. Now, listen to two sentences that use the adjective bored and think about which sounds more natural.
Noemi was bored of doing the same job. Noemi was bored to do the same job.
Hopefully, the first sentence sounds more natural to you. If so, your ears are probably accustomed to hearing the structure we are exploring today. Be plus adjective plus preposition plus gerund. In the sentence, was is the verb of being. Bored is the adjective. Of is the preposition. And doing is the gerund. You may remember that a gerund is a verb form that ends in ing and acts as a noun. If the second example sounds more natural to you, you are likely in the habit of making the common mistake of using an infinitive after some adjectives. You may remember that the infinitive form of a verb is to plus its simplest form, as in to do. But think of the adjective plus preposition structure as a signal that some kind of noun will follow, such as a gerund or noun phrase, not an infinitive verb. Okay, so I mentioned the adjectives interested, excited, and bored. Now let's look at the prepositions that usually come after them. Listen for the word that follows interested in the next example.
He is interested in studying abroad.
The word in is the only preposition that can come after the adjective interested. I cannot say, for example, I am interested about studying abroad. The good news is that even though the grammar is not correct, the listener would probably still understand my meaning. Now listen for the preposition in this example.
I am excited about learning to play the guitar.
I hope you noted the preposition about. It almost always follows the adjective excited. Finally, listen for the preposition in this example.
They were bored of staying inside all day.
That's right. Bored of usually goes together. As you can see, in English, specific prepositions follow specific adjectives. Before we go, let's briefly hear what today's examples sound like in the negative form. Here are the three examples.
He is not interested in studying abroad. He plans to travel after he finishes school.
Noemi was not bored of doing the same job. She learned something new every day.
I am not excited about learning to play the guitar. My father is making me do it.
Can you see how to form the negative? Simply add the word not between the be verb and the adjective. But keep in mind that most native English speakers use contractions, so in real life, the sentences would probably sound more like, he's not interested in studying abroad, and Noemi wasn't bored of doing the same job. So, what can you do to practice the grammar we talked about today? Here's one idea. Try to familiarize yourself with a list of about 20 of the most common adjectives that are followed by prepositions. Then, listen and look for those adjectives whenever you hear and read English. Ask yourself if the speaker or writer is using the sentence structure from today's lesson. You can also practice writing your own sentences, and then use them when you speak or write English to friends or practice partners. While today's topic is fresh in your mind, here's a great way to practice right now. Answer one, two, or all of these questions. What is your city famous for making? What are you excited about learning? What are you not bored of doing? I am very, very interested in reading your answers. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Jill Robbins.